As Hashem is Baruch, we begin Perek Shisha, the sixth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Niskei Mum, the laws of when one's money's damages in the Sefer Nezikin, the Book of Damages, which in the previous Perek we finished off that of the Mazik of Shein and Regel, which is part of that Ashar, which we spoke about, that animals go and graze, and that's the Mazik of Shein, and they cause damage, or when they're walking. Now we begin that of the next Perekim regarding that of Keren, which is a different entity in the animal of Shar, its own Mazik of damaging by goring, by causing damage, intentionally, which this part qualifies specifically that of mu'ud. How does an animal go from tam to an innocent to one that we don't assume it's going to damage, or that which we predicted it will damage? As Rambam gets halacha alf regarding this of creating the entity of shir hamu'ud. So izehu mu'ud. What is an animal that is considered forewarned that we expected to damage, although it's not normal for an animal to deliberately try to damage? It's kol she'idu b'shleish yam. It's where they had warned the owner of the ox 3 days regarding three different acts of goring. Aval but im nogach b'yemecher, if it gored in 1 day, or nashach, or bit, or robots, or laid down, or bought, or kicked, or nogach, or pushed with its body, fill a mei pum, even 100 times, ein zemud, there will not be a mood, has to be over a period of 3 days. Hi'idu b'y sholesh kiti eidim b'yemecher. Now what happens if, let's say, three pairs of witnesses, they testify, and they warn him 3 different times in 1 day, but it's about 3 different gorings that happen over 3 different days, they're just telling it to him in 1 day, hariza safik imhud alahud. So that's actually a doubt if that would create a shor hamu'ud or not. In other words, do we say the 3 days that it has to be is so that the ox will be considered mu'ud to damage, and therefore over here where it gored 3 times in 3 days, it becomes a mu'ud even though all the 3 warnings were only told to him in 1 day? Or do you need that the 3 days is to warn the owner of the ox that he should protect his ox, and over here they warn him in 1 day, so therefore that wouldn't make it into mu'ud? That's considered as a safik. Halacha beis. Now, to create this warning, it would only be able to be in front of the owner and in front of the courts. Shnemeka says in the Pasuk in Shemaiah, but who had bevalav? You're going to warn the owners. Now, so it sees it's in the owners. But additionally, vein ha'ada, the whole testimony is el bebezin, is only in courts. And hence, you know that it has to be these two qualities in front of the owner and in front of the court. Halacha gimel. Now, shor shel cheresh shoyed v'katan. Let's say the ox is owned by a deaf mute, a mentally range, or minor, or umishahu b'minizayam, or someone that's overseas. So there's no one here to talk to that has das. Shenokhu, if the animal gored, so b'turin, they're exempt, because there's no one to warn. Avo bezdin mamidlam apetrabas. But what the court does is that they actually go ahead and appoint a caretaker, umeidim mehem b'fnei apetrabas, and then they warn the regarding these oxen in front of the caretaker. Halacha daled. Let's say the animal's damaged after there was already warning for the caretakers. So if the animal is still a tam, has not yet done the 3 times, so then they have to pay half the damages from the entity of the body of the shor hamazik. Let's say we already warned 3 days and then it damaged. Shalom has to pay the full damages from the best of the assets of the caretakers. Now, who's going to want to be such a caretaker then? So, what happens is when the orphans become older, then they litigate with the caretakers, and then they have to pay because the caretaker is just doing as a favor, as a service, and although he's responsible, but he gets compensated from the orphans when they become an adult. Regarding oxen, that they play sport with these oxen, and they train them to go ahead and gore each other, which that is a sport that they have with the bulls, that they go ahead and they try to fight. So in modern zelaza, they actually will not make that animal into a mood one with the other. And the filhemisa is odd, and therefore even if the ox kills a person, in chayav misa, they're not liable for the death penalty, because shenem the pasuk says v'chiyigach, when the animal will gore, loyshi gichuhu, not that they're going to make it gore opposite its nature. And hence, the fact that they made them, training them for the sport, that doesn't say anything about the essence of the characteristic of the shor, and that shor will not be qualified as shor hamu'ud, and neither will be chayv misa, which it usually is when it kills a person. Halacha vav, how about taking an animal back from mu'ud, back to its being in the state of tam? Shor shahu'ud. So if an ox that became a shor hamu'ud, and then the nimkar, or yinitim b'matanavim, was sold off, or was given as a gift to someone, chasl tamu'ud actually goes back to its state of being a shor tam. Why? Shor shus shenishtan, is mishan adinei. Because the change of domain, change of ownership, changes the qualification of the shor. Now, avam mishila, but if it was only lent to someone else, or was given over to a watchman, to a guardian, then it retains its original status, because there really is no shini rishus, because wherever the animal goes, that's where the title of the owner is, because it's still owned by the original owner. Same thing is regarding an ox that was warned in front of the caretakers. And then the deaf mute became sane. Or, I mean, he was able to hear again. And the mentally deranged became sane. And then the child became an adult. So, even though now the caretaker has ceased to be, because now this individual is able to take care of their own stuff, they're still considered in the status of being a mu'ud. It was always in the domain of the owner. There was just a caretaker. And therefore, similar to that of the shayl and the shaymer, it's not going to remove it from the state of mu'ud to become back a tam. Halacha zayin. Regarding an animal that became a shor hamu'ud, then it retracted from the thing that made it into a mu'ud in the first place. Then chazal tamusa goes back to being an innocent, unprovoked, expected animal to gore. Kitzah, how so? Shor shuhud ligach. Let's say you have an ox that was a shor hamu'ud to gore. And then it stopped from goring anymore. Afa pishu neigif, even though now, let's say it's pushing with its body, but not with its horns, which says the difference between the gicha and the gifa. So it comes back to being a tam for going with his horns. Now, when is it considered that it retracted? Is that the kids are going to start playing around with the ox, and it's still not going to gore. You see, even when it's provoked, it's not doing it. That must mean it's back to its state of tam. So too regarding all other things. Which became a mood for that entity. That they're going to fool around with it regarding that activity that it used to damage with, and it's not going to do it, that's going to make it back from a shor hamu'ud back to a shor hatam. Halacha Ches discusses this idea about specifically what the ha'adah is that we alluded to in this previous halacha. So shor hamu'ud leminah, regarding an ox, that's specifically a shor hamu'ud that it's considered already with a presumption that it's going to gore, specifically for its own type, let's say oxen for oxen. So, hariza in the mood, it's not considered a mood for not its own type. For example, let's say horse or camels or for sure a person. Now, let's say the ox became a sure mood that it really gored a person three times. In the mood, it's not considered a mood for an animal. For sure, if it's mood, for sure it's not going to be mood, because a person is more protected than an animal. Let's say it's a sure mood for minors. In the mood, it's not considered a mood for adults, even from the same species. Let's say calves versus oxen. Therefore, let's say it damages the type that it is a mood for. Then the owner will have to pay the full damages. But if it damages for other species, for that it's a little tam. It's not a mood for that. I have to only pay half the damages. Let's say it was a mood for Shabbos. It's not considered a mood for the weekday because Shabbos, when there's no work, so then the ox becomes arrogant and then it's going to gore. So, therefore, if it damages on Shabbos, when it's mood for that, I'll pay the full damages. When it damages on the weekday, I only have to pay half the damages. Now, again, when is it going to be considered backed out from that state of mood? If the children are going to fool around with it on the day, let's say Shabbos, that it's a mood for, and it's not going to cause the damage for that which it's mood for, then it's not going to be considered as a shor hamu'ud for that entity. Halacha test. Nogach shor hayom. Let's say, more sophisticated. Let's say gores an ox today. V'chamer l'mochar and the donkey tomorrow. V'gomel b'mishlich and the camel on the third day. So now it's a mood like kol. So now it actually becomes a mood for all these three types. Because you see, it's not dependent on any one of them. And there is a pattern over here of three. So it's for all those. Now, let's say roa shor hayom v'negachay. Let's say it saw an ox today and it gores it. V'lemochar roa shor v'negachay. The following day it sees the ox and doesn't gore it. And then day three it sees an ox and it does gourd. And then day four it sees an ox again and does not gourd. And day five it sees an ox and it does gourd. And day six it sees an ox and it does not gourd. So what just happened was now some mood l'seirugin l'shvarim. It became now a mood for alternates for skipping of oxen. So hence, if it's going to gourd on day seven, you can pay nezik shalom. If it gourds on day eight, you're only going to pay chatzin nezik. Anything similar like this, meaning let's say it has a pattern of skipping 2 days. Whatever it is, he was one day on, one day off, one day on, one day off. So that's the pattern that it has, that it's a shor hamu'ud for those days, and not for those in between days. Let's say the sword acts today in the gores. The following day it sees a donkey and doesn't gore. Then the day three it sees a horse and it does gore. And these are all different animals, but it's going with the alternate. On day four it sees a camel, doesn't gore. Day five it sees a mule and does gore. And day six it sees a wild mule and doesn't gore. So nasamud l'serugin lakol. So this is a combination of the two previous halachas. A, it's not specific species, it's all different animals. and it's going to be for all of them. Additionally, it's for alternates because it's one on, one off. So v'mnagach b'yim shu mu'id, so if it gores on the day that it's a mu'id for it, echad m'shleish amim shanagach v'srugim, for any one of these three species that it did gore by the alternates, that is a mu'id. It's going to be mu'id for those animals that it did gore by alternates. Halacha yidalef, regarding the becoming a shoham mu'id with skipping, and regarding becoming a mu'id actually with just regarding the specific phenomenon, let's say blowing of the shayfa. Nagach b'chamish as l'chedeshel, let's say the ox gored on the 15th of this month. Then the b'shisha as l'chedesh sheni, then the second month, it did on the 16th of the month. U'b'shiva as l'chedesh shlisha, then the 17th of the third month. So ein mu'id ashi shalish b'lig b'dilik. So first the Rambam is telling us that it's not going to become a mu'id yet, although it did it three times in a row, until you do three of the skips. Meaning because the first goring was not b'dilik, it didn't skip from anything, so it's not from the calculation. So therefore only by the fourth time, which in the following month, then it becomes a shoham mu'id, and then on the fifth time, it's going to be chayiv nezik shalom. But again, there's skipping. It's 15, 16, 17, 18. Then when you have the 18, then you had three skips, 1 month to the next month, and the following month is going to be 19th, and then the following month is going to be 20, so on. Let's say shemakol shayfer b'nagach. Let's say the animal heard the sound of a shayfer, the blast of a shayfer, and a gourd. Kol shayfer b'nagach, a different time heard the sound of a blast and a gourd. Kol shayfer b'nagach, the sound of a shayfer and a gourd. Nasamud l'shayfer, it becomes a shayfer mu'id for shayfer, meaning whenever there's a shayfer blowing in the gourd, that's going to be chayv nezik shalom. Anything something like that, which creates a pattern of three, is going to create into shayfer mu'id. Now, halachah beis continues regarding, what's if there's a certain situation we're not sure if it creates a mu'id. For example, nogach shleisha shvarim, or at least not which one. Nogach shleisha shvarim, shleisha yom zechazel. Let's say it gored three oxen in three consecutive days. Fine. Uberevi nogach hamar. Now, day four, it gored a donkey. Uberevi nogach gamal. And day five, it gored a camel. That's one type of calculation. Or I similar, just in the reverse. Shanagach chamor, it gored a donkey, but gamal and a camel. But chila, initially, b'shnei yom zechazel, two consecutive days. V'akach nogach shleisha shvarim zechazel, then it gored three oxen in the following three consecutive days. And there's a suffix, so it's a doubt. Im amud l'shvarim b'vat, is it a mood only for oxen, because it did 3 days in a row? Or is it shleisha min mood, or is it a mood for the three species, because you could take that middle one of that ox, it could even be part of the three oxen, whichever one is the first or the second, or it could be part of the other one of the two other animals, and with it it's three. So you could have two different calculations of the three. It's not clear which one it is, which pattern is it creating. Let's say gored three Shabbases, one after another. Then, after the third Shabbos, after that last Shabbos, it was on Sunday and Monday. So again, it could either be, that Shabbos could either be as the third Shabbos, or could be the first of the 3 days of Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. Or the same thing in reverse. It gored on Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. And then from the last Shabbos, it was Shabbos, Abba, Sakhara, and the following two Shabbos after that. It is a suffix, so that's a doubt. Is it a mood only for the Shabbos? Or is it for those 3 days? Which two of them are weekday. So that's considered a situation of doubt. Which is the Rambam concludes, all these doubts that we spoke about, any that are similar like that, because of the situation of doubt, we only create a liability for the damaging party half the damages. We presume whichever one it is, that's the one that Tom. Now, if the damaged party grabs the full amount of damages, we don't take it away from him because ultimately it's a doubt, and wherever doubt is, we hold status quo. And if he took it, we can't prove he's wrong, and therefore he would be able to hold on to the Nezik Shalom.